So when I said we should choose our past, the good memories from the past, not the bad memories. But sometimes they are interconnected and a flashback from the past also comes. Yes, there is flashback and there is turn back, you know. That means, you know, a flashback might just come on its own. But we don't have to dwell on it. It's like, say, if I'm working on a computer. And say, in the past, I used to spend a lot of time maybe watching movies, reading about movies, or doing a particular activity. Now, I'm not so interested in that. I develop higher interest. But based on my past searches, if I search for one thing, you know, Google will give many other things which come up. Now, those links come up over there. Although I did not look for those links came up. Those links have come up, but those links will not open up automatically. So only when I click on them, they open up. So like that, sometimes flashbacks come up. But it is only when we dwell on them. The mind is subtle. Thankfully, there is no computer. Now, if say we are reading one page and there are some links over there. If there are a computer which, you know, as soon as it detects where our eyes are. And suppose whichever link we are looking at, that link opens up. Then we would get just say trapped completely. Because one link, next link, next link, we just get lost. But unfortunately, our mind is like that. That means, you know, whatever gets our attention gets us. Whatever gets our attention gets us. So when a flashback comes, okay, this memory has come. If we give our attention to it, it is like that we are focusing on it, clicking on that link. Then it opens up. But okay, if we don't dwell on it, we direct our thoughts elsewhere. We think of something positive. Then that memory won't grow. It will be there for some time, it will go away. So it is, if we don't give it our attention, then it does not grow. And it is good to have something positive that can catch our attention accessible to us always. So for example, some of us may, within the activities of bhakti also, there may be some activities with which we may be able to connect very easily. So some of us may like kirtans, some of us may like quotes, some of us may like deity pictures. So then whatever it is that can immediately draw our thoughts and our consciousness towards Krishna, we keep that readily accessible for us. So when such a flashback comes, at that time immediately we take out a picture, take darshan, or we have a kirtan going on, immediately turn on the kirtan. Take our thoughts towards Krishna. So basically, now we can't say no to things. We can say, when in the mind, there is no way to empty the mind of something. When a thought has come, we can't empty the mind of a negative thought. But we can crowd that thought out of the mind. If I have a glass of water, if there's air in it, if I decide I want to remove the air, it's very difficult. But if I fill it with water, the air will automatically go out. So like that, if a flashback has come, one thing is we don't give attention to it, but still it will be there. And we can't drive it out. But what we can do is, we get something else into our mind, fill our mind with that, and then that will get crowded out. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.